the speaker. Okay, we're recording. We're at a Supernova 2014 in Perth City. We're talking to, and before I mangle it, it's Vic.
Mignana.
Mignana?
It's a lot easier than it looks on paper.
Not
it's like
me.
Tomorrow in Spanish. Mañana.
Mañana. I don't know Spanish.
You ever had a filet mignon?
No.
Steak?
No, vegetarian.
Well, none of my ideas are working here.
No, I'm sorry. Let's give up, okay?
Let's just leave. Mañana.
Mañana. Is that all right? Mañana?
It's Italiano.
Italiano.
Si.
I went to Italy once. It was embarrassing for me.
Oh.
It was terrible.
My homeland. I love it. I've been there before as well, but
yeah.
I'm loving Australia. I love Australia.
You come here quite
for
often.
Those of you that are just listening, I just put something amazing in my mouth.
It's a moat teaser.
No.
No, it's not. What is that?
They're raspberry.
Oh,
inside.
The chocolate-covered raspberries.
Yes!
They are so good. You don't get them.
Raspberries are my favorite thing in the world, and I just saw this bag of them in there, and I had to steal them.
There's so much stuff that we don't
sorry,
see
that's what I'm eating right now.
I'm jealous. I steal some if Lionel's not looking. Anyway. You come to quite a few conventions in Australia. What's
I do.
A few times?
Well, you know what? I love this country. I came here probably 6 or 7 years ago for the first time. I had such an amazing experience. The people are so wonderful.
Yeah.
The cities I visited were so fantastic. Made great friends with the Supernova people. Mm-hmm. And they've been kind enough to invite me back on a semi-regular basis.
Yeah.
Like, I was in Perth and Sydney 2 years ago, obviously not back-to-back, and then I was in Perth and Sydney 4 years ago. So
every 2 years.
Yeah, so pretty much like every couple of years, and then Brisbane and Melbourne a couple of times. Mm. So yeah, I never get tired of this place.
I'm afraid we don't have Australian weather for you today.
Yeah.
We're just standing outside, and it's looking a bit grim.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, the important people do interviews inside. People like me, we're on the loading dock right now. There's a guy
slow,
over here
it's
having
slow.
A smoke, and now he's pulling us away from the doors. But anyway, we're doing a little a recording outdoors, and it is pretty gloomy today. But
it is. It's a bit chilly.
It's a wonderful day. Wonderful day.
It is. It's been a really good day. You've had a lot of fun here today. Have you done your seminars today?
Actually, I did my seminar yesterday. Had a great time. Mm-hmm. And then today, we are screening the third episode of Star Trek Continues at 2:20 here in the big cosplay theater. Very excited about that. We've got a lot of people that have come up to the tables and said, oh, I can't wait to see the episode. So we're excited to be premiering that.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about Star Trek.
Why did you
decide to take on this classic series and reinvent it at the same time that it's already being reinvented in Hollywood?
Well, I would not call what Hollywood is doing a reinvention. I mean, I don't even know what that is.
You can use rude words. Go ahead.
No, I would not do that. But I mean, I will say that what they're making is not Star Trek.
Mm.
It's some sort of a space adventure.
Yeah.
And they've used the names of Star Trek, but it's not Star Trek. Anybody that ever watched the original series or any of them know that Star Trek was not what they're doing now. But the reason I did it was not to make any money. It was not to become famous in any way. It was merely because when I was a little boy, I loved the original series of Star Trek. It inspired me in a way that I had not been yet inspired when I was 10, 11, 12 years old. It inspired me to start building things and making costumes and shooting home movies and building sets and became fascinated with acting and props and all kinds of things that I'd never been interested in up to that point in my life. So I wanted the opportunity on a personal level to get to play an iconic character that I loved when I was a little boy, Captain Kirk, and then also to continue the series in a way that I never had before, that had not been done before. There are plenty of fan series out there, but nothing touches what we're doing.
Do you mean in terms of the accuracy or the
in terms of anything?
Mm-hmm.
I in terms of any element of production.
Right.
Lighting, acting, sets, costumes, editing, stories, music, makeup, props, I mean, you name it.
Yeah.
I feel that I've worked on several other productions, and I have nothing against them, but they operate at a kind of a fan level, at a particular level of quality, and one of my goals with Star Trek Continues was to pump up the quality,
mm-hmm.
make it, take it to a new level of production value.
Yeah.
And I believe we've accomplished that.
Well, that's good. Now, you're stepping into William Shatner's boots. Is that intimidating?
Very. I love Bill Shatner.
Yeah.
I've had the privilege to work with him at events like this, mm-hmm. signing events, and become friends with him. And I have an enormous amount of admiration and respect for him. So the last thing I would ever want is for somebody to think that I was mimicking him or satirizing him or mocking him in any way. What I want to do is honor him. I want to honor him with a performance and a series that pays homage to what they did and continues what they did in the same vein. So yeah, it was a little daunting. I always imagined playing Captain Kirk, but when you finally put the uniform on and build the sets and the lights are all ready and the cameras are rolling and you've got to step onto the bridge as Captain Kirk, it's like, oh, this is a lot scarier than I thought it would be, you know?
Well, I've never watched Star Trek, apart from the new movies.
Then you haven't watched Star Trek.
All right, well, convince me to watch it.
You know what I can, you know what I can say to convince you?
Mm-hmm.
Star Trek is the most iconic, successful television series in history.
Okay.
There is no other television show that has been, well, that's UK. That's not America.
I'm just waving my Doctor Who scarf.
And you know what? But you know what? And yeah. I would even challenge Doctor Who, and I'll tell you why. Because look at all the theatrical films based on Star Trek.
Yeah.
I would say that not only... is Star Trek, does it deserve your attention because it's the most iconic American television show in history? But beyond that, there must be some reason why that show has continued for decades and decades and decades. There was something very special about the original series. Now, I'm not going to speak to Next Generation or Voyager or Deep Space Nine, but the original series clearly had something so special about the mix, everything about it that made something very special that has endured 50 years.
Yeah.
There must be something. And what we wanted to do with Star Trek Continues is to carry on whatever it was, that perfect blend of story and adventure and sci-fi and character relationships and strong ethical themes and moral themes, things that made the original series so wonderful and touched so many people. And I think that's what we're doing.
Excellent. Now, you're live action this time around, but you're best known for your voice work. Is this where you're going now, live action, or are you still a voice actor?
Well, I've always loved acting. I mean, I've been acting long before I was voice acting. I was doing stage and on-camera stuff. I would love to continue to do all of it. I don't really feel like one is mutually exclusive to the other. I intend to voice act as long as anyone will let me, but I intend to do this and other on-camera roles any chance I get. I love acting. I love creating. So in any form, I'll take it.
I did look at your anime filmography. It's enormous.
Yeah, I've been doing it about 16, 17 years. I've got over 200 different anime series and video games.
If there was one role from that you want to be remembered for, what do you want your legacy
to be? I think that unless something bigger comes down the pipe, which I don't anticipate, probably playing Edward Elric in Full Metal Alchemist will be what I'm most known for. And then, you know, there are a handful of other characters that fans really enjoy, but that'll probably be the big one.
And you're happy with that being a legacy?
Yes, I am. I'm very, very, very proud of that work, and I think it's an anime that will for many years to come stand as one of the top, probably the top 5 or 10 animes.
It is very good.
I'm very, very proud to have been a part of that.
Excellent. It is getting chilly out here, so I think we'll let us all step inside. Good luck with your
screens. Yes, I think they're bringing in a shipment of something. We've got to get off the loading dock here. So, thanks for talking to me, though.
No, thanks. Thanks for stopping.
My pleasure.
We're not the biggest outlet in Australia. Do you mind if we take a quick photo?
Absolutely.